The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. It's Tuesday, April 7th. It is a beautiful day here. Very excited for today. 65 degrees we're looking at. That's going to be fun. Great day to get outside and be by yourself. That's what they're mandating here. Hope everything's going well where you are. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's podcast. John and I had, if you listened, you could tell we had such a good time talking Picard. Great show. If you haven't checked that out yet, I know Dr. Joe said he can't listen to the podcast yet because he hasn't finished watching Picard. That's okay. That's cool. Do me a favor. Download it. Then, even though you're not listening to it, then you delete it. Then when you go to listen to it, you download it again. We get credit for two listens. How do you like that? If everybody did that for us, it would double our listenership. I don't really care about the numbers, but apparently somebody tells me that's what's a good thing to do. But anyways, so in the comic book world, I haven't been reading a lot lately. Well, since the last time I talked, if I'm talking every day, it's tough. Because I'm trying to keep up with everything and trying to keep myself entertained. I'm actually busier now than I would be under normal circumstances. I won't get into how things work for me in my house, but this is actually creating a busier life for me. And now I'm going to talk about reading more, but I'm getting to read less. Go figure. But let's see. What do we got in the news? I said I'd stay topical. This is how bad the virus is hitting the news, because there's not a lot going on, so nobody has anything to talk about. So first up, I found this. This is very topical. Just came out. It's on my news feed here. Harley Quinn showrunners say her relationship with Poison Ivy, quote, definitely takes a romantic turn, end quote. Now, they're talking about the DC Universe show Harley Quinn. I am a huge fan of that. Get DC Universe just for this show. I talked about it the other day. And my recommendation was, if the only reason you're getting this is to watch that show, I would say wait until season two is like 4 weeks done. Buy 1 month worth, and it's $7.99 for the month. You'd be able to binge all the Harley Quinn from season one all the way to the end of season two. Enjoy that, and then you'd get out, and it costs you $7.99. What's the big deal? It's definitely worth the money. I think DC Universe is worth the $7.99. I enjoy the news. I enjoy the little break I get in it. It does focus on DC. The I can't remember what the name of the show is. DCU Updates or whatever it is. But I watch that every night. I'm not watching it as much right now. But I was watching that every night. It's a 20-minute show, and they have a good time talking comics. And I got a lot of good news out of that. So I think it's worth it. But if you don't, no biggie. But I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Poison Ivy, it is definitely worth the $7.99 to check it out. I guarantee you, after you're done seeing it, you'll say you've never seen anything like it. All right, moving on. Oh, actually, let's get back to that. How is that a headline? How is that news? Her relationship with Poison Ivy definitely takes a romantic turn. All right, great. Who cares? That's not news. We've seen that. I don't know. So, next one. Arrow's Stephen Amell was ill while filming season two. Needed to know that. Wow, I should click on that headline so I can read the rest of the story. What did he have? A cold? The flu? What was it? Let's see. What else do we have here that could be interesting for comic books? Spider-Man's first enemy was actually a tragic hero. That's actually kind of interesting. I might actually click on that one. That was Screen Rant. That's kind of interesting. I want to see where they're going with that. Maybe I'll put that in tomorrow's podcast. 11 Star Wars Funko Pops we can't believe they haven't made yet. I didn't really need that quote. I didn't need that headline either. So here's the big one. It's been all of 12 hours since I've seen this kind of a headline. Zack Snyder says Justice League nearly used Avengers Endgame storyline. Can't let the Snyder Cut go. But I'm actually a sucker for that, so I'm actually going to read that article. I know John, He hates that talk. Every time I bring it up, he hates when I bring it up. He doesn't want to hear about it. I find it entertaining. I find the whole idea entertaining. I don't understand. And I'm not picking on anybody that's like, John, I don't understand why you don't find it entertaining, but that's me saying I don't understand. That's fine if you don't like it. I find it entertaining that there's a whole other version out there. I have no doubt there's another version out there. I would love that if they tried to make that other version, that would be fun. And people are like, oh, well, it can't be better. I actually liked Justice League. So to see the extended Zack Snyder cut, that would be a blast to me. But I do that with every movie, like a Terminator. I'd love to see Endgame, a longer director's cut of that. We'd all love that. So that's all I got for news. But for me personally, I am going through all the Star Wars movies again. I am going to reread the latest Star Wars books and the Darth Vader books, because I'm at that point right now in the Star Wars movies that these books took place. So just for something to do, just to get back into that, I think I'm finding that very interesting. I'm also starting Rebels. So Star Wars Rebels on Disney Plus, very, very, I forgot how good it is. And not to get into the whole home theater talk, but there's an element to that that I'm actually going to bring up in my home theater podcast, that Rebels is really, really good. But I had started Rebels way, way back, like a year ago, maybe when Disney Plus came out, not even a year ago. So November, I'd never seen the Clone Wars, and from everything I've heard, it's a great series. So I started it, but I just couldn't get into it. It just didn't grab me. So a buddy of mine told me, try Rebels. That's really good. And that one grabbed me right away, and I got through the first season. But by the time I got to the end of the first season, John on the podcast had told me, here's the order that you have to watch Clone Wars. There's a specific order because I don't know why they're jumbled, but whatever. So I put them in order, made more sense to me. I really enjoyed it, and I blasted right through the 6 seasons of Clone Wars to get caught up in time for season 7. Great. Well, I'm starting Rebels again, mostly because John said he's starting Rebels. He's getting through and he's really enjoying it, and he had never seen it. So I started on episode 1, and I'd already seen it, but I'm loving it. I'm going right back through that. It is so good. If you haven't seen it, definitely check out Star Wars Rebels if you're a Star Wars fan. If you've already seen it, check it out again anyways. It's really, really good. You know that already. But it goes so fast. They're 20-minute episodes, and you just blast through them. So I'm really enjoying that. And then obviously playing into that's just meshing the links between the movies that I'm watching. It really is a fun, fun time and something to look forward to and take your mind off of everything that's going on. It's working for me. I'm really enjoying it. It's helping me get through these days. So I think that's all I have for today. We'll make this one short and sweet. Tomorrow, I don't know. Maybe we'll go over some more headlines. I've got a couple articles to read. I'll let you know about those. But other than that, hope everybody's staying safe. Hope everybody's healthy. Keep yourself entertained. We'll get by. We'll get through, because we have no choice. So in the meantime, let me know what you're doing to get through. You can tweet at me at brightside_chat, or you can email me at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Is there a headline I missed? I'm sure there is. So have a great day. I'm going to go enjoy my bowl of Captain Crunch, and I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com. One word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles. in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.